I'm here in the Bedford in Balham with Dave Vickers from Banana Cabaret. He's been running it for the past 20 years or so, and tonight it's celebrating its 25th birthday. So I'm just going to have a chat to Dave about what's happening tonight and over the next year and about the past 25 years. So Dave, has Banana Cabaret always been at the Bedford?
There was a small pub that we used in Acton as well, but it's always been here. That one closed down a long time ago. So yeah, it's been here since 1980, end of 84, really.
I mean, it's a fantastic venue. What makes it work so well for Banana Cabaret?
Well, we use two venues on a Saturday because there's two big rooms in the place, but the main venue is circular, sort of Shakespeare's Globe, so having a balcony, yeah, it means everybody's fairly close to the act and there's a really good atmosphere. Also, the crowd are very comedy literate around here, and it's worked. They know the place. They've been coming for years. It has a, I suppose it has a name. It has longevity. You know, it's 25 years old. It's not a bear pit. People come and they don't just demand to be entertained. They generally are quite up for it, and so they know that they'll get back what they put in.
For the people who've never been to Banana Cabaret, could you just explain what the format is?
Well, in terms of it's, you know, four acts. We're slightly idiosyncratic. We don't have a compere. Either me or one of the other staff members introduce the show. So, yeah, basically you don't have anybody comparing. You just go straight into the acts. There's always four acts a night.
And what nights are you running at the moment?
It's just Fridays and Saturdays. It's always been Fridays and Saturdays.
Over the past 25 years, you've had some really big names. Who would you say have gone on to be the most successful?
Loads of them. Eddie Izzard, Jack D, Mark Lamar, Joe Brand. The lists, I couldn't... Everybody pretty much who's sort of stellar now or on TV, whatever, if they're doing comedy, they've all been through here, really. Yeah, it changed. You know, once upon a time, it was just a very much underground London scene, the comedy scene, and now it's a sort of entertainment choice of thousands of people all over the country at weekends. So yeah, it's just really, really become very different. And as I said, so many people who've been through the doors here or performing are now sort of international stars, so it's quite interesting to see what's happened.
Looking forward to the next 25 years, who would you like to bring into Banana Cabaret over the next 12 months?
Oh, well, I can't say. I mean, there's so many people who are doing the circuit. It just carry on, I suppose, the same as it has for the last few years. You know, people get noticed or picked up by TV or suddenly get particularly big, you know, like Michael McIntyre, who over a fairly short period of time became very big. And that'll carry on happening. There's no plans to particularly change anything in the way we do things, because we've been... It just works, so we do it this way.
Looking forward to tonight, who have you got on the bill?
Well, Marcus Brigstock's on, Terry Alton, John Maloney, Curtis Walker, Paul Thorne, Lucy Porter. I don't want to leave anybody out. Jeff Innocent. I think... I think there's more.
Are you looking forward to anyone in particular?
No, I mean, most of them have been coming for ages. They're friends. It's a varied bill. It's nice. They're all people who I consider some of my favourites over the last, since I've been here 20-odd years. Now I'm looking forward to all of them. I think we'll have a really fun night.